You are Locked On Thunder, your daily Oklahoma City Thunder podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
From the 12th floor, 50 Penn Place here in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, the home of 1340 The Game and News Radio 1000 KTOK. Welcome to another episode of the Locked On Thunder podcast. I am your gracious and humble host, Derek G., saying thank you so much for making us a part of your day. And since we are technically recording just a half hour before the Thunder tip off with the Charlotte Hornets tonight, we're not going to talk too much, if at all, about that game. In fact, I'm going to steer away from it because chances are you're probably already sitting in front of your television getting ready to watch the Thunder and the Hornets. And you'll probably listen to this either sometime tomorrow morning or after the game. So we'll stay away from the Hornets game. We'll talk a little bit about the Wizards game coming up. But what to do at two guard? Because Hamidou Diallo is showing some promise, even though he didn't have a great night shooting against the Los Angeles Clippers. Alex Abrines is still inconsistent and only got 15 minutes himself the other night. And then there's Terrence Ferguson. Who really, from an offensive standpoint, you don't really notice that he's in for Andre Roberson. And as a matter of fact, he actually makes you miss Andre Roberson from an offensive perspective. So what is the Thunder's future at point guard? I've got an answer for it. I don't know if it's a good answer, but I do have an answer for the Thunder at two guard and ultimately what I think is going to happen down the stretch. Also in segment number one, the Thunder have some brand new uniforms looking pretty sweet. The brand new city uniforms, I like them a lot. We'll discuss that here on the Locked On Thunder podcast and why they are such an upgrade over the gray city uniforms that they were wearing last season. In segment number two, was Jimmy Butler trying to send a message to the Minnesota Timberwolves by sitting out when Derrick Rose had his 50-point game? Plus, Derrick Rose did something last night that I'm surprised he hasn't gotten called out for. I didn't have a problem with it, but I thought the media would certainly be all over him. They weren't. We'll discuss that. And then Patrick Beverley shed some wisdom on why Nick Collison was having all these costume parties. Year in, year out, Nick Collison would have a costume party. I haven't seen any pictures on Instagram. Maybe the Thunder had another costume party, but Patrick Beverley, of all people, tells us why you have those kind of functions when you're a team. So we'll explain that in segment number three. I am Eric G. I work for 1340 The Game here in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, and News Radio 1000 KTOK. I've been covering the Oklahoma City Thunder for five seasons. And if you like what you hear, I would ask that you just simply go to our website, LockedOnThunder.com. Check out our archive podcast. Also, you can check out all the Locked On podcasts at LockedOnPodcast.com. We are part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. Second podcast in a day, I want to say. Okay, I shouldn't brag about that because there's really nothing to brag about because I screwed up on Halloween, but that's a whole nother story. I will promise I will learn to work the home equipment at some point. So the Thunder at two guard, which is an ongoing question here in Oklahoma City, which is how do you fix this particular position? And there was part of me today as I was thinking about this topic and resigning myself to the fact that the Thunder are just going to have to deal with mediocre play at two. That's just the way it's going to be because there aren't a lot of guys you can go out and get that give you something both defensively and offensively. And then the light bulb went off. One, you've got Hamidou Diallo. So you've got a young guy who hasn't, by habit, at least fallen into the inconsistency trap. Although he wasn't very good the other night, just 1 of 5 from the floor, played 11 minutes, but he keeps showing his athletic skills. And if you're Billy Donovan, you're going to be very careful with his minutes as you go through the season because you know he's not used to playing 82 games. But if he shows any promise at all, then if I'm Terrence Ferguson or I'm Alex Abrines and I like it here in Oklahoma City, all of a sudden the collar has gotten a little bit tighter around my neck. I'm a little bit worried when the trading deadline comes if Sam Presti senses that I have any value and this guy can either be one, a really good consistent backup to Andre Roberson, or two, is he a possible starter? And the Thunder did have a guy that produced on both the offensive and defensive end last year, and they just didn't re-sign him this year, and that guy's name was Corey Brewer. But if you're looking for that guy at two guard, you're looking for that hope, then it's in Hamidou Diallo, and it's just a matter of watching his development and deciding whether or not you can feel comfortable by giving this guy more minutes. And as far as Alex Sabrinas goes, and I understand that there's always going to be one or two people that really want to see Alex Sabrinas get on the floor, it's that chicken before the egg argument. Did the chicken come before the egg or the egg come before the chicken? Meaning, does Alex Sabrinas need to be more consistent before he gets on the floor? Or by getting on the floor and playing more, either playing Terrence Ferguson's minutes of 26 the other night, or even getting an opportunity to start, does that develop into consistency? I tend to err on the side of Andre Roberson needs to be consistent before you give him that opportunity. And Billy Donovan certainly errs on that side, and that's why you just haven't seen it. And even though you may have seen flashes of Abrinas improving on defense, he's still not that great on offense. This guy still has had maybe one good game this entire season, and who knows, maybe over these next couple of nights, he can show us that he can produce and produce on a regular basis. But until then, he's relegated to the bench, and as long as Terrence Ferguson plays defense, Billy Donovan is going to continue to throw him out there as the starter. I can't see that changing anytime soon. Based on what Billy said the other night, even though Terrence isn't necessarily playing all that well offensively, in fact, at times he just downright stinks, he's at least making up for it on the defensive end. And with Alex Sabrinas, you can't even count for that night in, night out. And I think it also signals, listening to how Billy just vehemently defended Terrence Ferguson last night, if I'm Alex Sabrinas, I'm worried, very worried come trading deadline if I like it here in Oklahoma City. And who knows, maybe Alex Sabrinas wants to get out of Oklahoma City because he sees the writing on the wall. But we've seen Sam Presti time after time take guys that you didn't think had that much value and turn them into something special. The most noticeable of that was Victor Oladipo and Domantas Sabonis. I don't think many people here thought that Victor Oladipo would have brought you Paul George, and Domantas Sabonis would have been thrown into that trade as well. Enes Kanter, there's a lot of people that didn't think Enes Kanter had value, and he brought you Carmelo Anthony. So who knows? I mean, there's always that odd question of who's been eyeing your guys and who feels like maybe they're underdeveloped, or they've got a spot for them on the team that they can use them better than you can use them for. And I would think that guys like Ferguson and a guy like Alex Sabrinas certainly have at least some sort of value to bring you something in a trade. And other guys that have value, I don't know that the Thunder would trade Jeremy Grant. I would. Look, there's nobody on this team I wouldn't trade that's not Paul George or Russell Westbrook right now. But I do see the Thunder ultimately being active, and they're certainly being active in the uniform department. We had seen it earlier this summer. It finally became official, the brand new city uniforms. The pictures were released today. They'll be debuting November 14th. That's the first time you get the opportunity to see the city uniforms, and I tweeted out the link from YouTube on Locked On Thunder that shows the making of them. But I love these uniforms. One, because they've got a Native American design, and it pays homage to the Native American heritage here in Oklahoma, which is still huge, still heavily influenced on our state culture here. I think the lettering is outstanding. All the intricate details would take you probably about an hour to 2 hours to kind of find, which is very cool about the uniform. And I love the fact that it's turquoise, but still very true to what the Oklahoma City Thunder blue is. And nothing against the gray city uniforms last year, other than the fact that they sucked and I didn't like them. But these are a definite upgrade over those city uniforms. The city, all right. I'll give the city uniforms credit as to when I saw the OKC, which is from the Shield, on the lettering of the city uniforms. When I saw it on a t-shirt, I thought it looked fabulous. Prior to that, I didn't think it was a very good look at all. But there is your brand new City uniform. Go check them out. And you know what? I don't own any Thunder jerseys at all. I've got a couple of what they call jerseys. I've got the Russell Westbrook jersey. I've got a dry fit that's Carmelo Anthony and a Serge Ibaka. So I may have to go out and get one of these. I may have to actually go out and get a Paul George Oklahoma City Thunder City Edition jersey because they're that sharp looking. I don't know if I can wear it. I don't know if I can pull it off. Certainly can't wear Russell Westbrook because that violates the fat man rule. You can't have single number. You got to have double number to spread out that gut. This is the Locked On Thunder podcast. I am Eric G. Coming up next. So what was Jimmy Butler really trying to say to the Minnesota Timberwolves by sitting out last night? And what did Derrick Rose do that no one should have had a problem with? And apparently no one did. It's all right here on the Locked On Thunder podcast. Thank you for listening to the Locked On Thunder podcast. We published another episode of Locked On Sooners as well. I am Eric G., your gracious and humble host, and hopefully you're getting a chance to listen to this after tonight's game with Charlotte or last night's game with Charlotte, Thunder taking on the Wizards tonight. And don't forget to go to LockedOnPodcast.com for the latest episode of Locked On Sooners and every other Locked On podcast, and also Locked On Thunder for all our archived podcast that is a part of this show. A lot of people are on Jimmy Butler today because he sits out Derrick Rose's 50-point game last night, which was absolutely incredible. This happened against the Jazz, and the Timberwolves still could have lost that game. It was in doubt. They needed every one of those 50 points that Derrick Rose scored last night. And next time I get an opportunity to talk to David Locke, I want to ask him what it's like to be a broadcaster doing a game like that where your team has a chance to win and probably should have won that game last night, and being caught up in that, plus also being very aware of what's happening around you with a particular individual that is not on your team and how you call that game and keep track of all that. I find that fascinating, and that's one of the many reasons why I don't do play-by-play, because I don't know that I could have kept up with every single bit of that and been able to describe it the way he did last night to his listeners. So when I get the opportunity to talk to David about that, I'm definitely going to. Rose scores 50 last night. Jimmy Butler is not there. He sent out a nice tweet, but he took the game off. And I think Derrick Rose would have, A, appreciated him playing in that game. I don't know, maybe not. Maybe if Jimmy Butler's in the game, then Rose isn't scoring 50, so maybe Butler takes a hike. But if this is about sending a message to your team to trade me, that you're just going to start sitting out random games now until the Minnesota Timberwolves pull the trigger on a trade, I don't think this is necessarily working. One, because Tibbs wants you. The guy who is in charge wants you there. Even if ownership doesn't, even if the GM doesn't, the coach wants you there. And you guys have a relationship, and there's probably nothing you can say or do short of punching Tom Thibodeau. And I don't know that even punching Tom Thibodeau would make him want to release Jimmy Butler. So you might be stuck, but that's not the way to do it. Jimmy, you just got to sit out, period. Can't be just random games here and there. It can't be. And I get the logic of night in, night out, your team does not know if you're going to show up. So with them not knowing you're going to show up, they don't know what to do about the starting lineup. They're tired of your crap, so ultimately they may take something less than what they feel your value's for. Nah, man, it's not going to work that way. They know what they have in you, and they understand a team like Houston could use you, and if they can get four first-round picks, then that's what's going to happen. They're not going to settle for anything less, which is one of the reasons why I don't think the Oklahoma City Thunder are going to be in on this trade, although you go back and listen to segment number one, and I still have faith in Sam Presti being able to find value in people that you don't have value. One of the other things about this game, though, last night, and I was a bit surprised that this did not get any more play, is Derrick Rose was asked after the game by the reporter for Fox Sports Minnesota, you know, what does this mean? And he said everything. This means everything. I worked my ass off my entire career. This means everything. And I thought he would get hammered for that because it's still a team game. It's a 50-point game. It's great. I mean, you didn't break Wilt's record. You were still 31 points away from Kobe. Nice game, first of your career, but it's also not winning a championship. And we have put so much emphasis on championships and guys that help their teams win and guys that don't necessarily celebrate individual accomplishments, even though guys always celebrate individual accomplishments, that I thought Derrick Rose was going to get roasted by the media, and he hasn't. And I'm glad he hasn't, because if all Derrick Rose wants to do is play for himself, and people are still wanting to pay to go play Derrick Rose, play for himself, and score 50, and if for Derrick Rose winning a championship isn't the biggest thing in the world, I don't have a problem with it. Would I necessarily want a guy like that on the Oklahoma City Thunder? Nah, not so much. But there's a lot of people that think Russell Westbrook is that particular guy. But if that's how you roll and people are still willing to sign you, and at the end of your career, you can walk away with your head held high saying that you pretty much accomplished everything you wanted to accomplish, then more power to you. And if that means that's what Derrick Rose does, then I'm not going to kill him for it. I mean, look, you want to play for yourself, play for yourself. I'm different than that on a lot of people. I think you got a lot of people that are all very team first, but they're all from a certain generation. And I think as we grow up as a society and as younger generations grow up and they understand that the teams don't always have the players' best interest, and yes, that there are other people depending on you to do right by them, still, I think the individual accomplishments will always be embraced and be embraced more by younger generations coming up, because maybe that's, in a sense, I know as crazy as this sounds, maybe in a sense that's what it should be about, is the individual accomplishments, so you don't feel like you're getting screwed over by the people that you technically work for. I don't know, crazy idea. I thought I'd throw it out there. Give me some feedback at Locked On Thunder on Twitter. Also, Scott Brooks, Washington Wizards, either tonight or tomorrow night, depending on when you're listening to this. And we may not see Scott Brooks much, much longer. The next time these two teams play, Scott Brooks may not be the coach of the Washington Wizards if they continue to lose. And as far as this goes with Oklahoma City, right now the talk about getting rid of Billy has died down. Let the Thunder lose a few more games. You know, let them lose tonight, let them lose to the Wizards, and all of a sudden that talk goes back up. But for the Wizards, that team is an absolute mess, and I think it's going to be essentially comes down to you're just going to need to make a change in order to get it fixed, and you also may need to have a fire sale in order to get it fixed and start the tanking process over and get what you can out of guys like Bradley Beal and John Wall. This is the Locked On Thunder podcast. I am Eric G. Patrick Beverley, yes, of all people, Patrick Beverley will shed some light on why Nick Collison may have been having all those Halloween parties. It's all right here on LOT. You're listening to the Locked On Thunder podcast. We have another episode of Locked On Sooners out as well. I am Eric G., your gracious and humble host. And do me a favor, go to LockedOnPodcast.com or LockedOnThunder.com and check out all the archive podcasts that we have. Dwight Howard scheduled to make his Wizards debut on Friday against the Oklahoma City Thunder. So, hey, there's a good challenge for Steven Adams to get an opportunity to play Dwight Howard again. Scott Brooks does say that Markieff Morris is out with a concussion. He's in the concussion protocol. He practiced. Wizards 1-6, and with bad chemistry, I love the fact that you're adding Dwight Howard to it, because that generally only makes chemistry get that much worse. Good guy, but for some reason, dudes just can't seem to be teammates with Dwight Howard. Let's talk a little bit about Patrick Beverley. You know him, you can't stand him. Plays for the Los Angeles Clippers. Remember, he was here the other night diving for Russ's knees again. Well, Patrick Beverley said the team that gets drunk together is when you learn a lot of things quickly. Says the team that gets drunk, you learn a lot of things quickly. We just wanted to go out and have a good time. Because the Clippers bonded during an off-season trip to Miami, so they went out and got drunk, they got to know each other better, and they've gotten off to a much better start than a lot of people thought. Well, now that explains why Nick Collison used to have all those parties here in Oklahoma City, because that was not only the bonding event that you go to, but it was also a time for everyone to get hammered, and then you learn about everybody. That's how it happens. So all the dirty little secrets, all the little inside jokes, all happens when everyone gets drunk. So, hey, if you want your office to be more cohesive, take the advice of Patrick Beverly. Go out, get drunk with your coworkers. And once you get drunk, everybody starts talking and you learn a lot more about each other. I don't know that I want everybody I work with knowing that much about me. It's really funny. Like, I don't care if you know that much about me. If you're listening to the podcast, like, I could tell you anything. I could say anything into this mic. Would not faze me at all. But for some reason, face-to-face, somebody knowing something about you that you don't want anyone else to know, that makes for very awkward situations at the workplace. I'm Eric G. We will be back on Friday. The Oklahoma City Thunder getting ready to play the Washington Wizards on Friday. And we will do the weekend episode of Locked On Thunder for you. Until then, everybody love everybody, and of course, hey, we say this every week, peace, love, and thunder up.
You are Locked On Thunder, your daily Oklahoma City Thunder podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.